The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Talk Radio. Come join us for New Life.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks. Welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show. This is what? It's Wednesday, right? I got to check with my producer on these things. has nothing to do with my age. It's just, one day kind of runs into another, right? During COVID-19 especially. However, we're glad you're with us, as always. Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. Coming up this hour in a couple of minutes, I'll talk with Dr. Ronnie Floyd. Many of you know Dr. Ronnie Floyd is president of the executive committee of SBC, Southern Baptist Convention. He himself recently convened an online video conference with 5 black SBC pastors, and they were from various regions of the country to have what he said was going to be a biblical conversation about race in America and the implications it's having on the church. Especially on SBC churches and the work of the Great Commission that's being done together. Dr. Floyd will join me in just a few minutes to talk about how that brief video conference went and what we might all learn and benefit from in the aftermath. Next hour, over the past few weeks, as you know, we've, especially since the horrible murder of George Floyd and other subsequent violence, destruction of property that sadly is still ongoing, we intentionally have been honored, and I use that word intentionally itself. We've been very honored to have a number of local and national pastors, both Christian leaders from the Black American community, come on the program and share their own hearts and their own perspectives with us. And next hour, I'll be joined in that regard again by this time a good friend, longtime friend, Reverend Victor Stanley. He's senior pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in Woodbridge, Virginia. I got to tell you, folks, with all these men with whom I've spoken, not just recently, but through the years on a personal level, invariably they have stories that I, as a white person, cannot relate to. I mean, from childhood up, in terms of ongoing discrimination of one sort or another that just makes you shake your head if you come from the background I did, where race differences just didn't exist in our family. My folks pastored congregational churches my whole life experience. And, I don't need to labor the point more, but we need to realize that the church needs to find its voice, but it'll never find its voice on these issues till it finds its heart. And I believe that's the heart of our Lord Jesus, for whom skin color is of no consequence whatsoever. It's irrelevant. He has made of one blood all nations to dwell on the face of the earth. And I do believe, I think it's the Philadelphia pastor that probably will quote again later when I talk with Dr. Floyd in a moment, who said basically, if I can find it here, yes, the headline is really a comment by Dr. K. Marshall Williams, a senior pastor of Nazarene Baptist Church in Philly, in Philadelphia, and he was one of the five with whom Dr. Floyd spoke, and he said, if the church had stood up against slavery, we may not be here. I assume referring to this video conference they had just a few days ago. But we'll get all those details from Ronnie Floyd coming up in just a few minutes. And as I say, next hour, my longtime friend, wonderful man of God, Victor Stanley, will be with us. 6 out of 10 Americans reject that human life is sacred. This is a Christian Post reporter filing it. Michael Grabowski writing over at Christian Post files this report. Around 6 in 10 Americans do not believe that human life is inherently sacred, though more than two-thirds believe human beings are basically good. This, according to new data, research launched by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, releasing the report on Tuesday of this week, yesterday, examining how Americans value human life. Data for the report coming from a survey conducted in January of 2000 of adult respondents. Is that right? 2000? 20 years ago? Maybe a typo there. But anyway, 1,000 of whom were contacted by phone, 1,000 reached by online questionnaires. My suspicion is that's a typo. Otherwise, there's little relevance to these figures. In any event, among the respondents, only 39% said they agree with the statement that human life is sacred, defined by researchers as having unconditional intrinsic worth. Many of the respondents who identified as religious were more likely than the total sample to believe that, in fact, human life is sacred under the terms or definition I just gave you. And it breaks it down by denominations and so forth, Pentecostals, mainline Protestants, Roman Catholics, running in the range of 46% to 43% in those three categories. And all of this to say that researchers argue that seeing human beings as just basically good, 69% of the respondents said they'll buy that. But they said that runs counter to the foundational biblical teaching that human beings are created by God and made in his image, but are fallen and in need of redemption. CRC Director of Research George Barna, as you know, founder of the Barna Group, said in a statement that the view of mankind being basically good is negatively influencing current debates over law enforcement and systemic racism. See, this all has relevance, folks. He says a movement to defund police departments might make sense if people are innately good. People with a humanistic worldview argue that crime and violence happen because of poverty, bad parenting, systemic discrimination, and other external forces. Yet, he continued, crime statistics, political tensions, tendency toward anger and hatred, and America's moral deterioration and confusion suggest that we are neither innately good nor that emotional responses to empirical challenges will solve the problems. He says, he went on to argue the case cannot change the hearts of people by outlawing racism. You will not create peace by passing laws and forcing compliance, he contended. And I think many of us would agree with that. Look, Jeremiah said it, many thousands of years ago, the heart of man is deceitful above all things. It is desperately wicked. Who can possibly know its capacity for evils? What he's really saying in that remarkable verse. And we know that's why God told the people of Israel and us as well. He says, what you need is a heart transplant. I'm going to take out of you the heart of stone, and I'm going to put in you a heart of flesh, and then I'm going to write my laws upon your heart so that we can behave ourselves, folks, from the inside out. More on that some other time, but we're going to talk with Dr. Ronnie Floyd coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We would like to thank our Lord for protecting us from evil. Psalm 91 states, he is my refuge and my fortress, for he will rescue us from every trap and protect us from deadly disease.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys who specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We are also a small firm who will treat you like family and not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
In John 8:36, so if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And one way we can achieve that is by being debt-free. So let us help you today. Call us at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS tax debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
Are you looking to downsize your estate? Are you concerned about getting what you need in the time frame you need in order to move to your next home? I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research, as well as an expert team to take care of your every need to sell your house and downsize with ease. If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Listen to what another listener had to say about us.
Because she sold our first property and the first person who walked in the house.
Within a week.
Yeah, they bought the house, yeah, and that was the best thing ever. Like, Christy did. Loved that house. The time she walked in, she knew. She knows her stuff.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
Don Crow here for WAVA and Save the Children. I want to thank you for your help in providing desperately needed food for children right here in the United States who need the daily meals they would ordinarily receive at school and in summer programs, but all of which have been canceled due to COVID-19. Now, our goal is to provide $33,600 toward that need, and it's your gifts that are making the difference. A $1,000 gift will provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. $300 will do that for a child for a month. And obviously, anything you can give is going to help us make sure these children get the food they need, food that ordinarily they would be receiving, but aren't able to receive right now due to the pandemic. So would you call 888-884-4836 with your most generous gift right now? That's 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836. Or you can give online at WAVA.com. Keyword, children.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The Don Crow Show on WAVA. I mentioned it earlier, striking headline of a piece at ChristianPost.com caught my attention this week. If the church had stood up against slavery, we may not be here. Those words from Dr. K. Marshall Williams, senior pastor of Nazarene Baptist Church in Philadelphia, as I mentioned earlier. One of five black American pastors joining together in an online video conference with my guest this hour, Dr. Ronnie Floyd, as you know, president of the Southern Baptist Convention's executive committee. Dr. Floyd, I always look forward to the chance to talk with you. Thanks for taking time to join us today.
Thanks, Pastor Don. Great to talk with you. Thank you.
What was the object or the objective of this gathering, brief online gathering? What moved you in this direction?
Well, I deeply felt like we needed to have a conversation where we permitted the path and a way for some of our major African-American pastors from across the United States who are a part of the Southern Baptist Convention to be able to speak freely about matters in America and helping all of the church understand what is going on to some degree from their seat in ministry life and as pastors and leaders. And so really my path was to create a way we could listen, talking to people who are in major cities from all across America. We had our new African-American chairman of the SBC Executive Committee, the first African-American chairman we've ever had in the history of our convention to serve this influential committee. And he was, had just been elected the day before. And he's in San Diego. I had another pastor who ministers in Chicago. We had one who ministers in Philadelphia. We had the leader of the state convention in Maryland and Delaware. And then we had one of our pastors and brothers here in Tennessee who helps me here as one of our vice presidents in relationship to Great Commission relations and mobilization. And so those five African-American leaders spoke in, on a conversation that all I did was open up in this way or that way, and we let them talk. And it was great, very insightful, and we encourage people to listen to it.
So folks can hear it, as a matter of fact, now in the future?
Absolutely. If they can go to the Southern Baptist Convention Executive Committee page, Facebook page, and there's also a Baptist Press article about it as well that would give them the link to hear it.
Excellent. Now, what are some of the things, some of the highlights, Pastor, that you heard from this that either did or didn't surprise you perhaps, but that others of us might learn from? What are some of the issues these men brought up that could be edifying and helpful to all of us?
Well, I believe, you know, we heard a lot of hurt in the conversation. I would say that hope, we heard that as well, but we heard a lot of hurt, really understanding because of the stories where they were coming from and what they deal with every day as leaders. And so I think that's a that's one of the things we learned. I think we learned that, you know, the historic and current challenges we still face with the sin of racism, and its obviously devastating consequences that have continued to be forward in our country. You know, they're weary of that because they know that ultimately it's spiritual warfare. Mm-hmm. Because we know biblically that we believe in the dignity of human life, regardless of the color of your skin. And we know what the country obviously also says, that that we live in a nation that declares that we want everyone be created equal. God has created them equal. And we need to treat one another in an equal manner. And I think we heard this too, Don, and I would really encourage us today to hear this because obviously I'm echoing the same heart of this, and that is the world is waiting for us to come together. I believe firmly that the church must answer this moment of all groups in the country. I appreciate government and what they can do, and I appreciate anything that political leaders can do, but I want to make it real clear. It's going to be up to the pastors and the churches to deal with the racial tension in America and lead the church to be the church so that we can literally knock this wall down and keep this wall down until Jesus comes or he calls us home.
I couldn't agree with you more. In fact, at the outset, the first segment, I talked about man's view of human beings. It was a survey Barna's just done. But the point I was trying to make was that this is a heart condition. This is even beyond a sociological condition. It's a heart condition It's yes, politics and all of that play into it. But unless, in fact, you and I may have talked about this on a previous visit. I know I've talked about it with some others. You know, the church came together lately. The evangelical church came together late on the abortion issue. We know the Roman Catholics led the fight for years rather alone, and evangelicalism got on board and closed ranks on the issues of life and abortion in more recent years. And it seems to me that that's what must happen on this issue of races. Would you agree?
Oh, yes. I mean, there's no question about it. In fact, I think we have to understand that just as aggressive as we are, and I've studied this going back probably several months ago in various settings, that even as passionate and as much as we have been leaders in relationship to the sanctity of human life and calling for it, it is really, really important that we are just as passionate about standing for the dignity of human life. And so, Don, I am deeply committed to try my best with the voice I have and any kind of leadership influence the Lord would entrust me to have in this hour to be faithful to call us to being just as passionate about the dignity of human life from the moment of conception all the way until the moment of death. It's so important that we do that, regardless of what a person's skin color may be, regardless of what a person's economic situation must be. We need to value every person. Every person matters to God. Therefore, every person should matter to us.
How are Southern Baptist churches responding to this? And also, what would you recommend for any church, not only an SBC church, but any evangelical church and its leadership in this regard to learn how to understand the problem more and then move in to be part of the solution instead of just being a bystander and sort of observing and maybe having an opinion? But opinions don't change things unless they're put into action.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about it is that many spiritual leaders in our country, they have spoken to this. And then, of course, you know, some, they're not sure how they should speak into it. And so they're listening and learning, and thank God for that, because we can still speak up that certain things are wrong, but many are leery about how to speak to it past that. In other words, you know, getting past the resolve, we have a problem, to working towards a solution with the problem. So getting to your question in relationship to that, I think many of our churches are in the listening mode. I think they're learning. I think they are really deeply concerned for where our country is right now. They are, for the first time, I think, with the death of George Floyd, whatever was the reason, probably because they saw it and they heard it, because it was played on video, webcast, news stations all over the world. Many times over the last few weeks since his death, I think because they literally heard the cry and the yearning for life, and they saw what occurred, I think it's called our country to a whole different level. And I'm hoping and believing that this is a watershed moment for the nation. I believe it is. At the same time, we're navigating through lots of challenges, from extremism to dealing with matters in a biblical way. And one thing, you know, that I've been a proponent of deeply, Don, is, and I tried to frame the conversation you referred to in the beginning with these African-American leaders, is that we as Christians, we need to have biblical conversations. You know, it doesn't matter what Ronnie Floyd thinks, and what matters is God, what he thinks. And what does God think? And what Ronnie Floyd has got to do is get in on what God wants him to do. And we don't need more. We don't need pastors who pontificate. We need pastors to do what God wants them to do based off of his word, and to do the right thing and have the courage to stand up, even when you may be the only one to stand up, to convene conversations when maybe, you know, you're not sure what you're doing some. But there's a lot out there. You can learn from that, and I hope you will. So I think our churches are really resolved, and they're hopeful, and they're doing this in their local regions, many of them, and thank God they are. Because that's where it's got to change, Don. You know, it's not going to change from my office in Nashville. It's not going to change from your news station. Mm. It's going to change in every town and every city in America as they not only converse about these matters, but they create a few resolves that they're going to have in order to go forward in their community to move us to a level we've never been before in unity in those areas about these matters in our country.
Well, we'll finish on that note for this visit, my friend, but let's stay on it together. This microphone, as far as I'm concerned, I know our station be honored to have you speak to it anytime with us, and let's continue to work toward the goal, not just theoretically, but as you say, really get down in the trenches and see some changes. Thank you for helping us in that direction.
Hey, thank you, Don. God bless. Look forward to being with you again. Have a good day.
You too. Dr. Ronnie Floyd, president of the SBC Executive Committee, and we'll be back with more in a moment.
I did this weird thing as a kid. I would fall asleep with my blanket completely over my head, with only my mouth and nose poking out the side. I guess I liked the protection that the blanket offered, while still being a fan of breathing. I think a lot of us are feeling that way today, juggling how to handle the protection that our homes give us, with the desire to get out and breathe a little bit. At our Faith and Family Mortgage Team, we don't have the end answer on how to best handle our current world, but we are pretty good at mortgages. If you're thinking of getting out and making that new home purchase you've been dreaming about, our company's Direct Lender Advantage can often get you a lower rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Or, if you decided to hunker down at home a bit longer and want to use that time and some of your home equity to do some sweet home upgrades, our Direct Lender Advantages may help with that too. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. In refinance, total refinancing charge may be higher over life of loan.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. Customize your coverage with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
HD radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1. And hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Now streaming on SalemNow.com is the brand new film, Selfie Dad. Selfie Dad, a funny yet powerful movie about a Christian dad in a midlife crisis. When confronted with the life-changing truths of the Bible, he learns the only way to have true happiness.
God can do incredible things.
Selfie Dad stars Christian comedians Michael Jr. and Shonda Pierce.
Watch Selfie Dad at SalemNow.com and use promo code WAVA to save 20%.
This report is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. In D.C., on 295 Anacostia Freeway southbound between Burroughs Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue. A lot of folks out there. There's a lot of brake lights. It's all jammed up. Now into Virginia. You're going to find it slow on I-66 eastbound between 123 exit 60 and Nutley Street exit 62. For victims of drunk and drug driving, your grief is unique, but you're not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MADD-HELP or visit mad.org. I'm Albie D with traffic on WAVA.
Partial clouds for tonight, low 71. Partly sunny Thursday, watch for a shower or thunderstorm in spots in the afternoon hours, high 86. Mostly sunny on Friday, high 88. Saturday, sunny and hot with a high 93. And cloudy with some showers and a thunderstorm for Sunday with a high 90. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Andy Robb.
We're making progress in our campaign with Save the Children, but we only have a few days left to wrap it up, and still quite away from goal. We're about 55% of goal right now, and that goal is a sizable one, $33,600, and that's going to help feed children breakfast, lunch, and dinner throughout the school programs that usually are in place. Those all, of course, shut down because of COVID-19, summer programs as well. But Save the Children's one of those organizations that's come alongside and said, hey, these kids still need to be fed. And so we've committed to raise $33,600 toward helping make that happen for these kids. Now, right now, our goal is just $15,254 left. That's all we need. More than halfway, as I've said. 15 of you giving $1,000 right now will get us to goal. 30 of you giving $500, or maybe 50 of you giving $300. Or perhaps 150 of you listening could give a $100 gift. We're going to get it done, but it'll only happen because of what you've done so far and what you're going to do right now. God bless you. The following program is sponsored by Save the Children and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time. Making a difference in the world. I mean that. I say that most sincerely, folks. You really are changing a child's life, rescuing a child, as we team up with this great ministry known as Save the Children. And Scott Wilder's here with me to confirm what I'm saying. It's a great ministry that's been doing this for a century plus. And Scott, I was just looking during the break at an article I came across from a couple of years ago. It's called The Joy of Giving Lasts Longer Than the Joy of Getting. In two studies, two psychology researchers, Ed O'Brien of the University of Chicago Booth School of Business and Samantha Kazier of the Northwestern University Kellogg School of Management, found that participants' happiness did not decline or decline much slower if they repeatedly bestowed gifts on others versus repeatedly getting those same gifts themselves. Mm-hmm. And their conclusion was, if you want to sustain happiness over time, past research tells us that we need to take a break from what we're currently consuming and experience something new, which is finding ways to give. And as a matter of fact, repeated giving, even in identical ways to identical others, may continue to cause a feeling of refreshing and pleasure more than the more we do it.
Maybe you've never done this before. Maybe you've never given to something like this before. And maybe you always felt like, well, I just can't. I can't do it. But maybe this time you say, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to say I can't. I'm just going to do it. $10. It doesn't matter what the amount is. I mean, we say a lot of times, it's not about how much. It's about how many. It's not about how much any one person gives. It's about how many of us will say, you know, I want to be a part of it today. I think that's the fun of it for me, is to have everybody feel like we all participated in doing something wonderful together. So maybe you've never done it before. Maybe this is the perfect time for you to do it. Or maybe you've done it before again and again and again, and for whatever reason, you can't do it right now. Could I just ask you to pray extra hard that someone that maybe that's never done it before will come in, come in off the bench and be a part of it and say, you know what, I'm going to be in the game this time. In the game, not just on the team, not on the bench. I don't care about having the jersey. I just want to be in the game. And so today, maybe you would be that person that would be able to pray someone off the bench. And again, if you are blessed, if you have a job right now, you're blessed. We talked a little bit before in a previous broadcast about, you know, God's blessings that come to us are not intended to stay with us. They're intended to come, not blessings to flow to us, but to flow through us. That's how we know we're being Jesus with skin on, is if we take whatever God is providing and we simply let them flow through us. We're conduits through which those blessings can flow to others. God will continue to send blessings to us if we will allow those blessings to flow through us. And that's not prosperity gospel. It's not name it and claim it. That's just God's way of doing stuff. I've seen it a million times. And by the way, if you can't get on board with that, he'll find somebody who can. He will find someone else who can. That's not a threat. It's just the way it works. That's just the way it works. So today, would you just draw the circle bigger? Look outside yourself. Turn off the TV and the news for just a second and say, you know what? I want to be a part of something good. I want to be a part of making something better. I know as a matter of fact that when you provide 10 days worth of meals for one child, that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days. If you, that $100 will make a positive influence at a very important time in our country. In fact, I would even offer, not to overstate this, but in some of the communities that will be impacted most by your giving, this is the perfect time to participate. $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month, and $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child all summer long. 30 million U.S. school children count on School for Nutrition. They're on the breakfast and lunch program. And having done it myself, having been there, providing those meals, feeding children breakfast, feeding children lunch, feeding children after school, sending children home at the end of the day on Friday with groceries so they can last until Monday, both from parochial schools, but government schools and Christian schools, children that are in need are not just in the, quote, government schools. There are children in need in some private schools, too. And we have the opportunity to come along and say, you know what, we're gonna make a difference today. We do it in Jesus' name. We take a good thing, make it a God thing, simply by doing it in Jesus' name, providing those meals at 888-884-4836. So passing these out in church parking lots, passing these out in school parking lots, passing these out at food banks, food closets. That's what you're doing today with Save the Children. 100,000 meals every day. 888-884-4836. Call right now. 888-884-4836 or at wava.com.
Hey, it's Norm with A-Action Home Services. I just wanted to take a moment to appreciate our electricians' quality workmanship as well as their commitment to customer service. Whether you need an outlet replaced or a new light fixture or a ceiling fan hung, all the way to replacing your home's entire electrical system, our master electricians are happy to do it, and they will perform that work with pride. So call us today at 703-922-1900 or visit us online at aactionhomeservices.com. That way you too can say, problem solved.
Why do you think some of the top investors in the world are buying gold? Recently, a handful of billionaires have been accumulating gold over other forms of investments. When the world's financial moguls like Sam Zell begin choosing metals, perhaps it's time you listen and follow suit with your own personal investments. Gold is formally recognized as a hedge against currency depreciation and inflation. Take David Einhorn as one example. Einhorn founded Greenlight Capital in 1996 and surged that fund from $900,000 to as high as $11 billion. Einhorn believes that the central bank's recent stimulus efforts will have an effect on pushing up the value of gold. He keeps 10% of his firm's value stored in gold bullion. If you're interested in knowing more about gold, platinum, and palladium, call Noble Gold for a no-pressure consultation. They have the most experienced representatives and an exclusive pipeline to metal sources. Visit them at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Were you promised your home would sell, it didn't, and your agent disappeared? You're not alone. 42% of houses currently on the market will not sell. I'm Christy Moore, founder of Local Expert Realty. We just helped 7 home sellers in the Metro DC area sell their house even when it didn't sell the first time. Call now at 866-404-5858. I will sell your house in 58 days or I'll buy it. Call now at 866-404-5858.
Certain conditions or exceptions may apply.
We've helped over 100 listeners sell their house for top dollar. Listen to what they have to say.
We had a property that we had rented it out. We were selling our property in the wintertime. We actually sold our house 5 days after it went on the market. It was approximately $5,000 over the asking price. If we ever sold the house that we're in now, the first person we would call would be Christy Moore.
If you want to sell your house, call now at 866-404-5858. 866-404-5858.
These are tough times for everyone. So dealing with your timeshare may not be your biggest concern. But when this passes, do you still want a lifetime of payments, fees, and commitments for a timeshare you were misled into buying?
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started the timeshare cancellation industry by exposing the ugly truth about timeshares and giving folks the straight facts. I've been fighting the timeshare giants ever since, so no one knows this industry better than me and my team. Today, we have over 200 employees and have saved our clients an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Imagine putting those timeshare dollars back in your pocket. Give my office a call today. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley Financial now for your free information kit. 800-881-4242. That's 800-881-4242. 800-881-4242.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-price tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
Well, not to get any too cerebral on this issue, Scott, of the joy of giving, I was looking at another brief column quoting Eric Fromm, the great psychologist, psychiatrist, The Art of Loving. And he said, giving is more joyous than receiving, not because it is a deprivation, but because in the act of giving lies the expression of my aliveness. In other words, the more we invest in other people and other living beings, if you will, it brings a new sense of aliveness to us and our own purposes. And I think all of it, you know, I look at Elijah, his worst time was when he turned within himself out of fear of Jezebel and really went into a funk that caused him to flee into the desert. He became totally self-absorbed, but God called him to get back out of that and get back to ministering to other people. And I think that's part of what we're looking at here in this COVID-19 crisis, a day of hope, if you will, with Save the Children. And we're talking about helping other people.
I've been around the world, as you have done, many, many times. I mean, 30 times in the last 25 years, same as you. We have seen so many things, and you know that sometimes the hard thing for me is not to be over there where there is very little, but to come back here. Because, number one, I get very quickly assimilated back into my Western Christianity. But the other thing is, it's easy to forget. If it's not in front of you, you think, if it isn't happening here, it isn't happening. But, you know, one of my great, my favorite books of all time is G.K. Chesterton's Orthodoxy, The Romance of Faith. Mm-hmm. And he talks about in there, he says, how much larger your world would be if you could just become smaller in it.
Wow.
That was a way of 120 years ago of saying you're not the center of the universe. Yep. It's a big world, and the world is bigger if you could just become smaller in it. If you were thinking of yourself less, you would find that it's a pretty amazing, huge world out there that God has created. And when we take our eyes off ourselves and when we can Think about others, whether it's providing a breakfast, lunch, and dinner for, you know, 10 days or for 1 month or for the whole summer or just a $10 one-time gift or a monthly gift. And when we can do that, we make the world bigger and we make the world better. When we make the world better for somebody, the world gets better for everybody. And today, I mean, if you would just join those who've already called and just say, I want to be a part of it today. We only have about 10 minutes left in our half hour. And I think if we could just do this for 10 more kids, now that may be a lot. It's about $1,000 total. That'd be 10 kids for 10 days would be breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 children for 10 days would be a total of $1,000. So just take a chunk out of that. I don't care if it's a $25 or $28 or $980. I don't care. But do something. Be a part of it even in the next 10 minutes. Call 888-884-4836, 888-884-4836, or go online to wava.com. It's COVID-19 Emergency Relief Day of Hope. And what we're doing is we're filling bellies of school children who otherwise would not be getting their, they don't get their breakfast and lunch program from school because school's been canceled, summer school is canceled. Lord willing, in the fall, the school will be back to normal. Looks like there may be a chance that'll be the case, but all I know is if we can get them to September 1st or get them all the way through, you know, the summer, we will be doing them a wonderful service. And God, I think, has prepared us for that. I think the fact that we couldn't go to the movies and we couldn't go out to eat and we got a stimulus direct deposit and we got our tax refund and we're not driving, so we're not paying gasoline prices like we normally would. All those things combine to provide a little bit of extra money that we then might be able to say, I'm going to peek outside my silo. I'm going to peek outside my cocoon and see if I can help somebody else. And you can. And we give you the chance to do it today. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836 or WAVA.com. Stand in the gap with us, would you? With Save the Children, feeding kids in communities like some right here. And certainly all along Appalachia from West Virginia all the way down to Eastern Tennessee and throughout the United States, making and delivering over 100,000 meals a day, along with books and school supplies and good old-fashioned social distance style love. That's what you're providing today. And just looking outside ourselves is refreshing. Turn the news off and do something good for once. I know it's an obsession of ours, isn't it? To watch it like a train wreck. 888-884-4836. Call now. 888-884-4836.
Hello, I'm Everett Helmuth, owner and president of the Passport Automotive Group. During this unique time in our history, we at Passport Auto want you to know that we're considered an essential business and we're open to meet your automotive needs. As you manage taking care of your family during this current situation, we know that your vehicle may play a key role. If you're looking to purchase or service a vehicle, we want to assure you that we're doing everything we can to promote a safe and secure experience. We encourage you to utilize our at-home car buying resources like viewing our excellent website, having us send you a video walkthrough of the vehicle you're interested in, purchasing that vehicle online, or if you prefer, we'll bring the entire auto buying experience to the safety of your home or office. Passport sells and services new and certified pre-owned vehicles in the brands you love: BMW, Infiniti, Toyota, Nissan, Mazda, and Mini Cooper. We have 9 convenient locations in Virginia and Maryland. Visit us today at PassportAuto.com. We look forward to working with you and keeping you safe.
Hear 105.1 FM WAVA wherever you are on our mobile app or on iHeart, TuneIn, and now on radio.com.
Hey, are you guys open?
Yeah, we are. Come on in.
As businesses reopen across the nation, is your business prepared for what comes next? Salem Surround can help.
COVID-19 brought America's thriving economy to a screeching halt. But now, local businesses are getting back to normal, and families are getting out to shops, stores, and restaurants. Are you ready for the return to business and all that pent-up consumer demand? Business recovery plans should be ready to go right now. The marketing team at Salem Surround is ready to help, so you don't waste a minute or a dollar recapturing market share. We'll help design your recovery plan targeting potential customers with proven marketing strategies. With everything in our toolkit working for you, digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions, contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital marketing plan. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com, connecting you with new customers.
This is Dennis Prager. I know a fair amount about male-female relationships, so when I tell you about this man, you can count on what I say. Dr. James Dobson is a gem in this arena. Listen to his program, Family Talk, on this station, and you learn how to be a better spouse and a better parent.
Be sure to tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson every weekday night, Monday through Friday at 6:30 p.m., right here on 105.1 FM WAVA, life-changing talk radio.
Find Truth North on 105.1 FM, WAVA.
A lot of us are spiritual beggars because we're talking to the wrong people. We're trying to get advice from people who are beggars too.
Dr. Tony Evans says we've set our sights too low.
And let me tell you something about low expectations. You get what you expect.
Seeing God do more in our lives with great expectations. All this week on The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans.
Weekdays at 3 a.m., 10:30 a.m., and 10:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Number to call with your gift of any amount in our Save the Children campaign, 888-884-4836. Again, 888-884-4836. All set up for you online. You can click on the Save the Children banner. It'll take you where you need to go, or just go to WAVA.com and enter the keyword children. That'll get you there as well. $100 provides breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for 10 days. Wow. Imagine, Scott, imagine. Scott Wilder, of course, with me, representing Save the Children. Imagine feeding our kids at for 10 days with $100.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it? And fortunately, after all the years of being around for over 100 years, and certainly in some of the counties in the United States for more than 80 years, we have great relationships with all manner of people, both inside the school districts and outside, food providers, different ways to cut costs. And so we're excited about the opportunity to make your dollar go really far today. To have it be that $100 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for 10 days for one child, and $300 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for one child for a month, and $1,000 can provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a child for the entire summer. So today is a chance to do that, and I hope that you will join us in doing that and won't be shy about doing that. You know, I think that I've said before that this COVID-19 thing, and that's what we're doing right now. The whole reason we're talking about this is for COVID-19 emergency relief, because these are school children who otherwise would get their breakfast, lunch programs at school, and they can't do that with summer school canceled. And so we're standing in the gap, giving you the opportunity to stand in the gap. And so we just want you to have every opportunity to come alongside someone and say, you know what, I'm going to do it. There's so many negative things in the world right now. So many negative things in the news right now. It's so easy to make a noise or to make a splash, but I want to make a difference, even quietly. I just want to pick up the phone, call the number, and provide that for a child today who otherwise would not have it. And by the way, you're not just providing food for a child. You're also rescuing a desperate parent. God trusts us to be his hands and feet. That is what the blessings to us tell us. That is evidence that he not just loves us, but trusts us to be his hands and feet. That's what we get a chance to do together today. So would you make sure that we don't have those blessings simply flow to us, but that we will have those blessings flow through us when you make that phone call today at 888-884-4836 or online at WAVA. I think it's one way to really let a kid be a kid.
Yeah.
Our kids are growing up so fast these days. Our daughters are young ladies before maybe they even should be. Our young men, certainly lots of distracting things to propel them into adolescence. Wouldn't it be something if we could take care of these meals and let a kid be a kid today? Let them not worry about where their food is going to come from. Not be apologetic to their parent. I'm sorry, Mom, I'm hungry. Can you imagine what we are taking away from children by putting a child in that situation? You can take that away right now with your gift. 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Or go online to WAVA.com.
And no gift is too large, obviously. None is too small. $10 or $10,000. Yes, we could use anything that you can provide. If it's a $50 gift, $100 gift, $500 gift, you know what you can do. You know what the Lord's saying to you. Make the call right now, would you? Thank you so much for spending this hour with us.
AActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Christian women visit iBelieve.com, where they can explore the deeper issues of their faith and learn how other women have handled the challenges of being a believer. Go to iBelieve.com.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.